evening, everyone, and the highlights of the news this...
Mine's like right before Black Friday or something like that.
That sounds
that's when
about
I picked
right.
It up.
Yeah.
It's right in there or sometime in the middle. No, because June, they do that Days of Play all the time. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. I forgot about
so,
that.
So yeah, I picked up Ni No Kuni for $20 and Spider-Man with all the DLC for $30. And I'm thinking about also picking up Uncharted 4 is just $10, and I still haven't played Uncharted 4.
Okay.
So I was thinking about picking that up, and Dying Light Enhanced Edition is $10 too. So
okay.
I was thinking about picking that up maybe. Or yeah. Resident Evil 7 is only $15.
I think I own that on both platforms now.
Oh, okay.
Somehow. Because I bought it for Xbox and then I had wanted to try it for the VR. I'm still too chicken to do it on VR, though.
It is terrifying on VR, I'm sure.
I'd imagine. Yeah, I don't want to
do it. I own it on PC, so that's enough for me.
Yeah. Have you tried that with any of the
no,
VR headsets
no,
there?
No. But there's my new VR headsets over there. You can
I'll
take a look
at
that
out later. Yeah.
It's nice. It tracks a lot better and it gets a lot less stuttering. So that's awesome. I just got a new monitor too that's got like that's 4K and does HDR.
Ooh, there you go.
And actually it was only like $400, which I mean I know only $400, but
for a 4K monitor still.
Yeah, for a 4K monitor and it tilts back and forth and telescopes up and down, which is kind of rare for a cheaper monitor these days apparently.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with it.
That's
I
nice.
Love it a lot.
What's the refresh on it? Just 120 or still or is it,
No, I don't even think it's 120. I think it's 74.
That's still fine.
74? Is that it goes 60 to 72 or 74?
It's 72 or 74, yeah. I don't remember exactly
which interval.
I don't
remember which one it is. But it's not 60, but it's not 120 either. Because to get 120, you're talking like $1,200.
And by that time, your eyes don't even catch up with it. Like, that's past the frame rate your eyes can even handle.
The only thing that's happened is that when I plugged my PS3 into it, it didn't like running 1080p. 1080i, it ran just fine. 1080p, it actually was giving me flickers. Like, really nasty static flickers. I don't know why.
There was just some PlayStations that did that when I used to test them all the time. If you remember, maybe there was just some of them that did, some of them didn't. It was like, oh, okay. Smart Link all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, once I knocked it down to 1080i, it worked just fine. So.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to the Raid Queue.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sorry we haven't been on. I say this every single time now. Sorry we haven't been on. I guess at this point you should just expect that we'll put them out when we put them out.
We'll try to. But now is a very important time, so we had to come together for this.
E3's us.
E3's us.
Save us, E3's us.
Please.
So, we'll start with our normal. What, Connor, what have you been playing?
Well, you know what? Not a whole lot, actually.
Yeah.
But I was playing Borderlands, the original. Picked that up when it came out. That was fun to beat. Never played the DLC, so that's my first time trying it.
I never played them either, actually.
Yeah.
Same thing with 2. I never played any of the DLCs for 2.
I never played Torg's, and I've heard the Torg expansion is one of the best, or a lot of people say that, and the Tiny Tina's I heard was good.
2, actually, all of its DLC ranged at least from good to great, whereas 1, it ranged from terrible to only okay.
All right, yeah. So, that's what I heard. I think I played Sir Hammerlocks, and that all was all right, and then the Pirate's Booty one, I don't remember what that was called, but that one was okay, too.
Yeah, but that one was all right.
I need to finish the other two as well. So I've beaten the base game like a million times. I don't know what.
Since we've last been on, I've platinum Sekiro.
Dang, that's right.
Almost platinumed it a second time.
What? on a different account
or
what?
Yeah, on a different account.
Okay, wow.
The only trophy I'm missing now is getting all skill points. Because like, you kind of have to grind for the remaining skill points. I actually, hilariously enough, I ended up with the exact same number of skill points I needed to grind out on my second time doing it as I did on my
first
time, which is about 35, 36.
So you got those MLG strats down now, that speed run?
Yeah, basically.
You got it just right under 28 minutes, right?
Somewhere no, there? God, no.
I don't actually think that's as fast. I think 32 minutes or something.
Because the final boss you fight on either ending, because there's 4 endings, but you fight the same boss on 3 of the endings, and you fight a slightly different boss on the 4th ending, I still struggle badly with him.
Okay.
The only strats I figured out with him on you could call it the bad ending, without spoiling anything, Because you haven't played it yet, have you?
No, but I think I've seen it, maybe. I don't. It's not fresh in my mind, so okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, the bad ending, the Shura ending. There are some ways you can mitigate him, especially in his second phase. But it is ostensibly a three-phase fight. But he gives me a lot of grief. I still die a lot on him. And people are like, well, just go into New Game Plus. I don't really want to do well. I'm in New Game Plus Plus because what I do to get the platinum is I beat the last boss, get everything I need to do the three of the endings, and then you can save after you beat the last boss, load your save to the cloud, and then do one ending, download your save from the cloud, do the second ending, download your save from the cloud, do the third ending, download your save from the cloud.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I remember you mentioning that.
So it's actually, I mean, you can do the same thing with like Bloodborne or Dark Souls. Like that's a good way to get the Bloodborne ending trophies too, is you, with Bloodborne, since it's about how many, did you say yes to Gurman? Did you eat the three umbilical cords? So what you do is you don't eat the umbilical cords, go into Gurman, say yes, kill me, and that's one ending. You go into Gurman, don't eat the umbilical cords, say no, don't kill me, you kill him, and that's another ending. And then you eat the umbilical cords, go into Gurman, say no, kill him, and then kill the moon presence, and that's how you get the third ending.
Dang.
So, no, I've got it down to a science.
Yeah, I can tell.
A little bit. Sekiro is a great game. Did Meg ever beat Kingdom Hearts 3? Meg isn't here today, by the way.
Yes, she'll be joining us next time. She had to. She's playing IT tonight.
She had business.
Yeah, but I think she got close. If not, she beat it because I knew she wanted to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I know last time we were talking, she was very adamant about beating it, but I didn't know if there was any, you know, definitive ending for it for her yet.
Part of our downtime from just the podcast, but also just from the game thing, we were doing our move, so in between there was like nothing, no gaming going on. So
yeah, that's fair. Is she going to try and get back into streaming now that you guys have moved and have a little more space?
I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good,
we still got to get everything set up, but I know she's anxious to get back into things.
Cool.
So
awesome. Yeah, for me, I've just been playing Sekiro. Borderlands 1 I played through since our last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. I've actually been struggling really bad with, like booting up a game, playing it for like 20, 30 minutes and then turning it off. Like it happens to me every once in a while where it's just like nothing holds my attention and I hate it when it happens, but it happens. I have been playing a new, well, I say it's new. It's only sort of new. It was a re-release of a Vita game called Trails of Cold Steel.
I remember those. Yeah.
They came out on the PS4. Mm-hmm. So I picked up the first one, and so far it's really good.
Okay, cool.
It's a very old school turn based JRPG. If you like that, I highly recommend it.
Nice.
So let's dispense with the pleasantries and get right on to the E3 conversation.
Yup.
So first question for you, Connor: did you see what Nintendo confirmed is going to be playable at E3?
I'm pretty sure I saw there's going to be the Legend of Zelda is going to be there.
Yeah, buddy,
that's going to be great.
Which makes me very hopeful about when the release date for that's going to be.
That I would hope that it's this year, this holiday, because that's mainly just a port. It's not a port. It is a remake of the game, but I mean, it's a remake of an existing title.
Yeah.
So there's that. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking all of them right now.
Luigi's Mansion.
Okay, Luigi's Mansion was one of them. That's right.
Which is another one that it's like, oh, cool. Like, I never played the original one. This is a good opportunity for me to go back and play the original one and check out, because that came out on 3DS, right?
Did that one?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, it did a sequel.
The sequel did. It was The Dark Moon. That was like Luigi's Mansion 2, kind of.
Yeah.
They just didn't call it 2. They just called it Dark Moon.
Yeah.
That was a sequel, though.
Okay.
So that was exclusive to the 3DS. Oh, my gosh.
I've never played any of them, so.
I know there's a few others that are supposed to be there. I think. Yeah.
There was the Pokemons, of course, which
okay,
did you watch
those
a Pokemon
are gonna be
Direct?
There. I did. Yes, I watched that.
What did you think?
The, what was it? Dynamizing, something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I saw a fresh meme today about a Voltorb dynamizing inside of an arena, just blowing up, and there's Allahu Akbar and just blowing
just
up everything.
Kills everybody.
So, yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that could work.
I love the sheep, the new adorable sheep
the
Pokemon.
The sheep, yeah. There's going to be plushes of that everywhere. Yeah.
And that was built to be sold as a plush.
Oh, easily. I think it's cool that they're keeping the multiplayer aspect with like the raids. That's something like they did in Xenoblade, X on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have the multiplayer raids. You just kind of joined in. I think that's a cool feature, but I mean, it's neat to be able to just openly adventure. Beyond that, it's another.
What do you
Pokemon
think of the
title.
Weird mix of how you like meet Pokemon in the wild? That there's Pokemon you can meet a la Pokemon Let's Go versus Pokemon you meet like in tall grass, like in the classic Pokemon.
That's right. Some of them just roam about.
Yeah.
And then others of them are in. Kind of neat, but I hadn't really put thought to that. That's just kind of, you just kind of made me think about that for the first time now.
It's really weird, right?
Yeah.
Like that they're mixing and matching with it. I don't have a problem with it. It's just strange.
It is. It's different. I know that Megan will be all for it. She'll be going crazy
on
that.
Happy with that.
I'll definitely probably be playing whatever opposite title she's not. So.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I already asked my brother. I was like, which Pokemon are you getting? Just let me know so I get the other one.
Yeah.
Said.
What do you think about the legendaries?
They sure look like legendary Pokemon. Like nowadays, all legendary
Sword
Pokemon just look
Shield
like
Dog.
Yeah, they just look like. They make me think of Gen 3. Like ever since Gen 3, their legendaries just look more and more ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
With the exception of like, no, even X and Y's looked pretty ridiculous. Yeah, legendaries now just look fucking stupid.
How many animals or creatures or objects can we combine into one to make
this chimera of terribleness? So one thing that did happen between last time we had a podcast and this time as well was there was a Nintendo Direct where they talked about a few different titles, but the big thing that came out of that I thought was the Nintendo, what do they call it? I think it's called Game Pass or something like that, where it's like you pay $100 and that gets you two games.
Oh, it was their discount program they were trying to do, something along those lines.
I think that's really clever. Like, that's something that I plan to purchase. Like, I'll use that and I'll buy, you know, Pokemon, and maybe I'll also use it to buy, I don't know, something else. But it's like, I think it's really clever. You know, you save $10 per game, and $100 is a nice flat amount. It's a perfect amount to be able to give a kid in a, you know, for Christmas or their birthday or something like that, a Nintendo credit and say, hey, here, buy yourself two games.
I mean, on their end, it's really smart too, because it delves more into the digital market for them. They really don't have, I mean, I could be saying this completely wrong, but they really, I think they break even a lot on their digital versus physical.
Most likely.
They don't have a very robust
digital. Would actually be shocked if their digitals were a third of their physical sales, I'll be honest with you.
Yep.
Like, if you look at their top digital sales, it's a really weird list of games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. Speaking of other digital related things, did you see Xboxes? We're just all over the place today, so no complaints from me. Did you see Microsoft announces that they're going to put Games Pass on PC?
Yes. That's kind of neat. It is separate, though, from the Xbox. It's two separate services.
So my hope is that it's $10 a month.
I think they maybe leaked. I don't know if they talked about it.
And that you could pay $15 a month, and that'll get you both. That would be my hope.
That would be a good move.
I hope.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the list of games, because right now the list of games that go between PC and Xbox, the Play Anywhere games, is not that impressive.
They said they wanted to bring, I mean, they just show titles. They didn't confirm any, but they said they wanted to bring all their games to the PC now, so that way they'd be across, or no, it would be available on other platforms. You'd see
what both, I think.
Like Gears would release
like Cuphead,
on Steam as well.
Like Cuphead's coming to, or came to Switch, for God's sakes.
Cuphead's on the Tesla now. You can play it inside a Tesla.
Because that sounds like a great idea. Because you can be, road rage is not a thing that they should be perpetrating. God damn. Bungie. Did you see Destiny?
Yeah.
So for those in the audience who haven't been following, this is actually breaking news. Destiny is going free to play, basically.
Uh-huh.
It's getting a slight name change. It's leaving the Blizzard Battle.net application and coming to Steam. $35 gets you everything.
That's very nice.
And my hope is that this is, you know, they're saying it's now an action MMO.
Okay.
So this actually interests me enough that I might go back and check out Destiny 2 again.
Because this is really the first decision-making we've seen from Bungie since they left the Activision Blizzard there.
And that's a big decision.
That is.
Like, that's a huge decision for them to come out and say, okay, you know what? Destiny 2 as its current iteration doesn't work. We need to make changes to that. And I think that that's very ballsy of them to do it this way. Will it work? I don't know. That's not for me to say. But do I think that it's smart? Yeah, I think it's very smart to go to Steam, especially. Mm-hmm. To, you know, I think it would have been a bad look if they went to Epic.
Yeah. Probably,
you know, to go from one exclusive service to another exclusive service. But I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with Destiny 2 from here. I love Bungie, and I want to see them succeed.
Easily. So now that there's Stronghold is the new one. The new Stronghold, I think, is the new expansion. That, I hope that's our Taken King now.
God, that would be wonderful. Taken King was so good, and you're absolutely correct. If that could be the Destiny 2 Taken King, yeah, I'd be very happy. Right there. That could bring it back from a place where, you know, I booted it up on my PS4, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's so confusing because it's like, oh, you can go do this. Oh, but you don't have that pass to do this. But you can go do this, and you can go do this. But there's no through way. There isn't a clear path for me to go from point A to point B. There's just all these things on my what do they call it? Not a map, but on like
your
the thing
journey or something.
Yes. Yeah, this giant thing that shows you where everywhere you can go. There's just all these places, but some of them I can't access and some of them I can. It's, and some of them are tied to a story, but I don't know what story because it doesn't tell me. It just says there's a mission here.
Yeah, that started to get confusing because I tried to catch up on all the DLC with the last one, and I picked it up on the PC, and I hadn't played the two expansions before it, the Warmind or the first one before that.
Warmind was not great.
Nah, not really. But yeah, I had no idea what missions were what.
Here's hoping. You know, I like Bungie. I want to see them succeed. I want to see them do well, so. Well, let's see here. E3, of course, starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But tonight, technically. I mean, the pre-E3.
Okay, yeah. Because
isn't EA always on first?
EA, well, technically they're outside of E3. They are first. They're having a stream, but it's their EA Play. It starts tomorrow morning, I believe, at like 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, I believe. But technically conferences don't start at the actual center until Sunday. And that's when Microsoft and Bethesda are going to do theirs.
So Bethesda showing off Doom Eternal.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about.
That's going to be good.
I've got really high hopes. There's basically three games that I really care about at E3. Okay. Short of stuff that'll get announced, obviously.
Right.
And that's Doom Eternal.
Okay.
The Outer Worlds.
Yes.
Just give me more about the Outer Worlds.
Yes.
And Cyberpunk 2077.
So that's going to be... I think I'm pretty much on with those two. I know they're going to show off Iceborne Monster Hunter.
That'll be interesting.
It will be. They're talking. This is going to be twice as big.
A huge
expansion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't say twice as big, but it's going to be bigger than the base game.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. So I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
But beyond that, there's, you know... I was really surprised that Sony didn't announce a... what are their Nintendo Treehouse things called? State of Play. I was really expecting them to have a State of Play over the weekend.
Right.
But nope, nothing.
Because that's what EA is doing, because they don't have an official spot at the show.
Yeah, but it's close enough that it counts.
Is. They're going to do this, show off the Star Wars game and then all of the sports ones, of course.
Did you see that Ubisoft, speaking of EA, it looks like they're going to do their own EA Access style thing.
Oh, that would be smart, actually.
So I'm looking forward to that. My only complaint with it is I already own almost every Ubisoft game. Like I actually like Ubisoft. I get the complaints about them. I really do. That their games are basically the same game, just with slightly different mechanics or first person versus third person pasted on top of them. I get that. But I like them. They feel good to play.
They do.
You know, I like the Far Cry series. I like Watch Dogs for what it is. The only reason I haven't beat Watch Dogs 2 is I hate the characters. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs 3?
Mm-hmm. Legion, I think.
Legion, yeah.
Like the name right now they've got for it.
Yeah.
So that'll be there. I'd be interested to see more on that.
I will as well. It's supposedly you can play as any NPC.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's one of the things that kind of leaked about it, is that you can play as any NPC.
That's crazy.
So, like, my guess is, like, maybe you don't play a hacker. Maybe you play a virus and you're jumping from phone to phone.
As I was going to say, is this turning like into Mind Hacker or something?
Yeah,
right,
like, or Driver San Francisco, where you could jump driver to driver.
That's right. That was really cool.
That was pretty nifty.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be really neat. I'd like to see more on that.
Well, and the name Legion would then make some sense. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that ought to be interesting. Huh. So we'll see more from Ubisoft, obviously, over the weekend. Big word is that Microsoft is going to show off their new console, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly they have 4 or 5 new games to announce as well.
That'll be interesting to see.
I want Microsoft to succeed. I may not be the biggest Microsoft guy. I don't even own an Xbox right now, but you know, I'd like to see them do well. What did you think? Did you see the Google Strata announcement?
I did, yes.
So you better have some beefy internet. Supposedly streaming, I think they said like 60 hours of streaming at 4K is going to be a terabyte of data.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. And this is why streaming game services just don't work yet. In America, we're still driven, you know, there's some absurd percentage of people don't have internet access above 25 megabits per second yet.
And I think some of the minimum in there said you need to be around like 34 megabytes.
They want 25 for bare minimum.
They want 25 for bare
25
minimum?
25 for okay. bare minimum. And I'll bet you that'll get you probably 720p.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft and Sony have come out and confirmed that they're joining together for streaming services using the Microsoft Azure cloud is to counteract Google.
That,
They openly admitted.
Wow. I didn't read that, but yeah, that's because if Google Stadia did do its Stadia,
I don't remember. Google streaming service.
Yeah, this would really change things if they could change the delivery of the streaming. But as you said, there's a lot of obstacles. But if they did succeed, that would mean a huge thing or a huge loss for Microsoft or Sony if they're going to stick with just the console or the base boxes. So,
and all signs seem to point to, they're going to stick to the base boxes for at least the next generation.
Yeah.
Microsoft, I'm not 100% positive that that's what they're going to do, but we'll see.
So originally, I thought I had heard from them they really didn't want to do with consoles anymore.
I had
so
heard
that's kind of why they're trying to do the PC route, too.
I had heard that as well, but I think that there's something to be said for Microsoft about selling this. What is I mean, like, the consoles are ostensibly just computers now anyway.
Yep.
So basically, this all-in-one computer that doesn't have anything extra in it that you just slap the disc in and it just works. I think there's still something to be said about that. So I think they'll keep selling it as long as it keeps being not even profitable. As long as it keeps selling, they'll keep making it.
As long as there's a demand for it, they'll
exactly.
do it. Because a lot of people just have it in their heads. There will be a generation for years to come that's always going to be like, hey, I have to get that box to play that game.
So did you see all the news about the PlayStation 5 that's come out over the last about month?
I have been
half?
Watching it. The I've load times on that are impressive.
Supposedly that's one of the things they're going to be showing off very soon is like an actual demo that they show off to the public that says,
mm-hmm.
okay, here it is on PlayStation 4, here it is on PlayStation 5, as opposed to just that CNET interview.
Because that's all I've seen so far is they were comparing like basically a projected or a simulated load time for Spider-Man.
And supposedly it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. I think the solid-state hard drive is going to make enough of a difference. You know,
easily.
I think a lot of people are going to be very impressed by what it does. I'm more interested in finding out, they say it's going to be 8K capable, 60 frames a second is what they're shooting for.
That's crazy.
I'll see it when I believe. I'll believe it when I see it, you know?
Yeah.
When I see it and it's running it and it's capable. Like, I don't give a shit about 8K. I don't even give a shit about 4K, really. I care about HDR, and I care about 60 frames a second.
Yeah, that's where it's really at. I mean,
that's
the
most important. There,
and then just make sure you can actually see everything going on, because when you get those frame rate drops, that's where it really
that's
really
what
hurts,
kills.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm happy at least that they're said that they'll be keeping the PSVR compatible.
The PSVR, and it's fully backwards compatible. Fully. Saves will even transfer between the two.
I think I remember reading that now, too.
So I'm very happy about that, because I have a big, big digital library of PS4 games.
Yeah,
and the fact that I can still have one box that plays everything, potentially,
mm-hmm.
Is very exciting for me. And it's also a very clever way for them to say, hey, maybe a number of PS5 games will be released on the PS4. because we had talked about that before of like, you know, how are we going to drag people kicking and screaming into the next generation? Well, with the PS4, there was, you know, kind of a hard stop, I felt like. But with this one, it might not, it might be a little more fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's hoping, at least.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. It would be very nice, actually. Other than that, for E3, this has actually been a really quiet year. You know,
it
nothing,
is.
Nothing major has leaked. Nothing.
I mean, there's two big publishers that are kind of out of it. There is an extended PC section, which is kind of neat. They showed off some things ahead of time, like there's a Baldur's Gate 3 they're talking about.
Oh, Baldur's Gate 3.
That'll be pretty cool. So we'll see more about that. But I mean, otherwise, I mean, I didn't see any like big name PC developers for anything amazing other than that. So, but yeah, no, just kind of like titles you expect, a lot of sequels, new Watch Dogs, new Gears they're going to show. Cyberpunk's the big one. Halo Infinite. That might be neat. I'd like to see what they're trying to do with it.
Agreed.
Because they wanted to make this a game again. It's going to wrap up another trilogy, maybe, possibly. And this will be the Infinite they really want. It sounds like a sandbox title. Like a lot of people speculate this is where they wanted to make it, like the infinite playability.
I think it has potential. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo, of course, has their Treehouse. I think it's Sunday.
I think theirs is actually later in the week, Tuesday.
Is it really? Okay.
Because Sunday is when the first official stream starts, and that's Xbox first, then Bethesda, and then like Ubisoft and some of the others, Square Enix, are on Monday, and then I think Tuesday is Nintendo, because they usually take up the rear of the conference. I don't know.
Well,
don't know
it's
exactly.
Because they're technically not there.
Yeah.
Do you expect anything exciting from Nintendo?
Well, they could show off Animal Crossing.
Please show off Animal Crossing.
So that's the one thing that I know a lot of people are looking at. They are going to talk more about Fire Emblem, the Three Houses, or Hogwarts
Everything
Simulator.
Stopped. Like, I'm sorry, Nintendo. You know, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, really cool. Fire Emblem, I know some people who love Fire Emblem, and I like Fire Emblem. Everything for me stopped with Rune Factory. If you don't show me Rune Factory 4...
Okay, I don't know why I wasn't thinking about that.
Well, so did you see an interview with the Rune Factory development team? They said they were going to take their time on 5. Do not expect it anytime quickish. Which I'm okay with, because I love the Rune Factory series and I trust that development team.
Yeah.
But, like, show off Rune Factory 4, please.
Show us what the changes are. They talked about a lot. We kind of got some ideas of what would change, but let's see them in action. So.
Well, and Japan has a release date for the game. We don't.
Yeah.
Give me a release date for that game. Put it out so I can play it.
So I know even this is kind of off track here, but Persona 5... Royals got a release like this year
in Japan, but not.
And then like, oh yeah, it'll be out next year, maybe in the U.S. Yeah. You know,
yeah, very strange. Maybe we'll get, and maybe Sony will talk more about that in a future date, if that's even Sony.
Yep. We won't see anything about one big thing. A lot of people will say, oh, we're going to show it off. But no, there's going to be no Metroid because they completely scrapped and restarted the project.
No Metroid. I'm hoping to see something about Bayonetta 3.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
They may not have anything to say about it, but something about Bayonetta 3 would be nice. I have a distinct feeling Nintendo's got something up their sleeves.
They always, well, not always.
Not always,
but the Switch, since that's come out, they've really upped their game and presentation and whatnot.
I'm going to call a new Mario Kart. Mario Kart 9.
A new Mario Kart.
Because 8 was just, 8 Deluxe was just 8, but, you know, graphically cleaned up, and I think it had a few more courses on it.
That would be the first game that they brought over from the Wii U. Because after that, it was Splatoon 2, but, like, within weeks of launch, I think within a month, it was Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
So that would make sense to be the first, like, next-gen.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call Mario Kart 9. That's my guess.
Mario Kart 9. Okay.
But yeah, show me Animal Crossing. Show me Rune Factory 4. Mm-hmm. If you show me literally nothing else than those two things, me personally will be happy. Because I really don't think they're going to waste... I don't think they're going to waste much time on Marvel Ultimate Alliance or on Fire Emblem. Those games come out in a month.
Oh yeah, Fire Emblem's much closer now, so...
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to say anything.
Unless they have a lot more to talk about Pokemon, too. That'll be a shorter presentation.
I don't think so, either. Yeah. You know, it now has a release date. They showed off plenty about it. Mm-hmm. I think having a Nintendo Direct that was just about Pokemon so close to E3 tells me that they have no interest in talking about Pokemon. which is cool. You know, Pokemon deserves its own space, quite honestly.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's Pokemon. I mean, the expectations this year are actually really low.
Yeah,
like, I feel like the hype levels are quite a bit smaller this year.
I have to agree. We're kind of like towards the... We're in the not the home stretch, but we're kind of rounding out to where this console generation is just kind of peaked. It's gotten to where it's
we're going
it's
downhill stay. Now, certainly.
Yeah, pretty much. So everyone's got it. They've either figured it out or now it's like, oh, we're starting to develop things for new generations because Bethesda, a lot of people are upset with, and I'm personally not terribly upset. I know it'll come out when they come out, but they're not going to show off Starfield, which was their next big open world game. And then they said Elder Scrolls, don't expect that for years to come either.
They said Elder Scrolls won't be till after Starfield.
Yep.
So, and if that tells you anything, that tells me that Elder Scrolls 6, they literally created that opening cinematic that we saw last year, and that is it.
That's probably, yeah. It's going to be 6-7 years after whenever Starfield is, which is still going to be years as well.
Which, like, kind of pisses me off. Like, don't show it off then.
That goes into the Final Fantasy thing, but at the same time...
Oh my God.
Remake, yeah.
And I know Square Enix is just going to talk about Final Fantasy VII. Like, look, let's talk about that really quick. Who cares at this point? Just come out with the goddamn game.
And it's just going to be episode one, too.
Yeah. And like, you know, some, there's a number of memes going around about how it's like, how do we sell a $60 game for more than $60? And then it's like you cut it into parts and you sell each part for like $30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be one of those things where it's like you can buy each part for $30 or you can buy a season pass for, let's say, $80. So it saves you like $10.
I hope it wouldn't be $100.
Well, let's say it's four parts, one for each, it was three discs, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so let's say they do three parts, one for each disc, and each part could be $30 or $40. If it was $40, $100. If it was $30, $80.
Yeah.
That's the hope, at least.
Man. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's a little crazy when you think about it like that.
I mean, at least it looked nice. I really hope it lives up to what they've been showing off.
I'm sure it will. It's based on a really, really good video game. They have a lot of things to go into it. I'm interested to see if they announce any Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC. I cannot get any 100% confirmation, but there was a Kingdom Hearts concert in Japan. And supposedly at the end of the concert, they confirmed that there was going to be one paid DLC and one free DLC. So we'll see. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. Like, if there's DLC, I'll buy it, of course, because I want to see this thing to the end now. Yeah. But otherwise, eh.
So they've done one update so far, and that was just to add in the critical mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that wouldn't be the free DLC. Then.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so at all. I have no idea what the hell else Square Enix does at this point. Another Tomb Raider?
I don't know. I mean, the last one just came out this last year, so it would be a while before it comes out again.
You would think?
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's sad to say, but...
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, you know, I think this E3 is just a little, you know, it's missing something. And if I'm Microsoft, I take that advantage that it's missing something, that Sony's not there. I think you announced the new Xbox.
Yeah. We could get some great things from that. That could be an awesome conference there. Otherwise, it's just kind of here and there. I'd be happy too because they talked about it. I don't fully expect it because it'll still probably be years to come. But because BioWare's putting a lot of work into Anthem right now, but they have said that there is a Dragon Age in development. So
sure, there is. Yeah, why not? Anthem is. I boot it up every once in a while just to see what's changed. And the answer still to this very moment is nothing. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
They've added in that first raid, which, speaking of raids, and they added in that first raid, I think, and nobody loved it.
Mm-hmm.
The Division 2, did you see what happened with their raid when they added their the raid into the Division 2? No one on console can beat it. It's, last I checked, still unbeaten on console.
Why?
It's too hard. You can't do it on console. People are only able to do it on PC.
What's the difference?
Mouse and keyboard.
Oh my gosh. Dang.
Yeah, right?
That's too rough.
That is insanity. That is absolute insanity.
And was that part of like a paid DLC, or is that just kind of like...
No, that's part of the season pass. No. The first raid, I think, is part of the base game.
Okay, that's part of the base game. I would hope. I was saying like, yeah, guys.
Yeah. How's the move been going for you, by the way?
Fine. Yeah. Everything's in. We're just kind of basically just trying to put stuff where it belongs now.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's... Nothing really interesting has been going on, you know. This past couple of months has been quiet game-wise. It's been quiet news-wise. I went and saw Avengers Endgame. Did you see Avengers Endgame?
I did.
What'd you think?
A lot happened.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot happened. After it ended, I just kind of had to sit in my seat for a while and go, huh.
There was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
That part with, spoiler alert.
Whoa.
The part with Captain America and the hammer.
That was good.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. That was like, yeah.
That was like my like, yes.
I actually really like how the beginning of the movie started. It took everything you expected to happen and just threw it out the window.
I really appreciated
it. And then you're like, wait, I knew what was going to happen, but now I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was smart. I liked that. I think that was good for the story.
You know, when you say it like that, you're absolutely correct. That, yeah, it takes every single one of your expectations and goes, hey, chop.
Literally.
with Thanos' head. What did you do? I aimed for the head. Like, oh.
Like, yes. But then the satisfaction wasn't there. You're like, oh.
Yeah, but exactly. There's no satisfaction
this
there.
This is what I wanted to happen.
And I think it was great that they took that lack of satisfaction from you and put it on the Thor character. That, like, you know, look at him. He turned into this fat schlub. You know, which I got to say, dad bod Thor is maybe the best thing in that movie.
That was pretty good.
Big fat Thor. Oh, it was so good. Yeah. Overall, yeah, a really, really solid movie. Go see it.
Yeah, that's worth it. I mean, at this point, if you want to figure out why there's new people taking on every other role, you have to.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been to Reddit, Thanos Did Nothing Wrong?
I think I've seen things from it, but I haven't visited there.
It's you're probably at least familiar with Reddit shitty Dark Souls memes.
Yeah.
It's just shitty Dark Souls memes, but from the new Avengers movie.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Well, then I've probably seen most, if not all of those.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, overall, this year's E3, like, kind of circling back to E3, is dry.
Yeah.
It feels... Maybe you're right. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like this console generation is kind of winding down. PC has never really been at E3 anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a little more presence, but the big titles are... I don't know how to say it. PC has a different way of spreading its news than E3. E3 is really the console hype. You bring in the PC stuff and you announce Baldur's Gate. Which, I mean, it's awesome. That's cool. But, I mean, how do I put this? To your mainstream audience that's watching E3 or attending E3, that doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
So you're not going to get the exposure you want. You're just going to go straight back to developer updates and Steam queues and, hey, wow, yeah. I found this guy on Kickstarter or Patreon. Let me follow that. Oh, it came out 10 years later. Let's stay in the ritual. You remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
It's
coming out soon, right?
Yeah, it's been like, I remember seeing that like 8-9 years ago.
Yep.
I thought it looked better then. I don't know why they changed, and they said that they updated the graphics. I don't know.
I don't necessarily know. Yeah, I agree. I think if you're at E3 this year, like, I think there might be a slight awkwardness about Sony, one of your two biggest companies, going, yeah, we don't need you anymore. Like, I think that hurts.
Yeah.
I think a lot of companies are like, ooh, maybe we'll lean back a little bit from E3. Maybe. And, you know, I'm not them, and I don't have any ins in the industry or anything like that, so I don't know.
I mean, all likeliness, Xbox is going to try to come out swinging as hard as they can.
They absolutely have to, because bottom line, they lost this last console generation. And they didn't just lose it. They lost it kind of bad. They never had the lead past, you know, those weird opening months where it's like, oh, the PlayStation selling okay, the Xbox selling okay.
Yeah.
I remember when we were working at GameStop, do you remember? We couldn't sell an Xbox One to save our lives, but we couldn't keep. Remember, we had people that would stand and wait on Tuesdays for our
shipments
to come in to see if we got any PlayStations and to see if they were in line enough to get a PlayStation. Like, Microsoft never had that. Yeah. Never even came close to that.
There's the, be the same Xbox sitting in the back for, like, months on end.
And we had launch Xboxes for a very, very, very long time.
Yep.
It, you know, they lost this last console generation. They lost it to the Switch, for God's sakes.
The Switch did a, yeah.
Like, bottom lining it, they have to come out of the gate, and they have to come out the gate screaming.
Switch, actually, you might have seen, but they, the Switch in Japan, outsold the cumulative lifetime sales of all PS4 units.
Yep.
All different types.
It's been the number one seller for 13 months, I think, at this point. Holy crap.
So, Nintendo's got something going on there, too.
Yeah. It's such a good console.
It is.
It's such a good console. After two, what I would call not great consoles. You might even go so far to say three not great consoles if you want to count the GameCube.
I liked a lot of what came out in the GameCube, but that could just be the, what do you call it? The nostalgia goggles, because that's what I played when I was younger. I was like, oh man, this is great. I mean, there were some cool ones on there. But you can't just say, oh, Melee saved it, or oh, this game saved it, or Double Dash or something. I mean,
and look, I loved Melee and I love Double Dash, but that doesn't mean the console had, you know, I can count on probably one hand the number of amazing games on the GameCube.
And you have to have more than that to carry a console. The console actually has to be decent and all that. So
the only great thing you can say about the GameCube is that the thing's built like a damn tank. It's built like a freaking tank. That thing does not break for anything or anyone.
The Wii was pretty stable too. You could throw that one, but the Wii U is
not great. No, it's, I think Nintendo has done a great job so far for them, for Nintendo and hell, for the consoles in general, which has been shocking. We'll see what Microsoft does. You know, I want to see them succeed. Mm-hmm. Competition is good for everybody.
It is.
And I know enough people who love the Xbox One that they want to see what's next for Microsoft. And I think the answer has got to be a console one that can do all the things that Sony is claiming that their console can do. It needs to have streaming built in. It needs to be able to do 8K. It needs to be able to do 60 frames a second across the freaking board. No more, we wanted to do 60K or 60 frames a second, but we're stuck with the console. You know, none of that. I think it needs to have a better interface in the Xbox One. The biggest thing that both consoles need to do is I think they need to look at each other and go, what did that console over there do better than we did?
Yeah.
And we need to either ape it or do better. Because, like, for instance, I think that how Sony made the share button just a part of the controller to where you can just press square or triangle and save a video or a screenshot, that's amazing.
I don't know how many times they've redone what button and what button combination does share on Xbox.
It was never easy. The only way it was ever easy is if you had that stupid Kinect and could say Xbox record that.
And I tried that several times, and it would tell me it recorded a clip 5 minutes later. I'm like, oh, well, I wanted you to record it 5 minutes ago. This clip that you just recorded
is worthless.
Right now is me running to this after dying and respawning in Battlefield.
It's worthless.
Some boat.
Yeah, so like Microsoft needs to do better on that the next generation. They need to have a better message out the gate this upcoming generation, because boy, howdy, did they shit the bed when they first announced the Xbox One. But they know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Sony needs to look at like how Microsoft does their achievement tracking, for instance. Mm-hmm. There isn't any on the PlayStation 4. No. None. Zero.
The Xbox has in my opinion, a superior achievement tracking system there.
They need to have better, they need to look at better achievement tracking. I think the one thing that Microsoft does that is the coolest thing about achievements is when you get an achievement on the Xbox, you get a screenshot and you can use that screenshot as a wallpaper.
Or not
a screenshot, but you get like a piece of artwork that you can use as a wallpaper.
I mean, you get the screenshot on the PlayStation,
which I think is also really cool, and I think Microsoft should ape that. Mm-hmm. You should also get a screenshot of when you did the achievement. Or hell, even maybe do a 30-second video of when you got the achievement.
That would be even cooler, because at some points, like some of the pictures you'll get taken, there's just explosions and things going on, or it looks like the Call to Battle Duty Premium 5. You've got every level up icon that's popping on the screen, an explosion, and you unlock this, and it's just like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. The screen is just filled with with a, or it's just a black screen and achievement. It's like, okay, cool. You couldn't even see what it was because it already faded to black. So
yeah. So I think that both consoles need to look at each other and go, we need to ape these things, mm-hmm. and, along with other things. But I think the upcoming console generation is going to be very similar to this one, where the consoles are basically the same console. Like, it's not like the PS3 or the Xbox 360 where one's easier to develop for or more powerful or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nope, they're going to be the same console. Just what the outside looks like and what games it plays. That's
yeah,
it.
Probably at this point, yeah. Because now it is, like you were saying earlier, it's more about making them a computer. And so they're both going to be a computer.
Yeah.
And they're just both going to run those games, hopefully on a similar framework.
Yeah, hopefully. Here's hoping, you know.
Yeah.
I've got high hopes for the next upcoming generation. You know, I'm looking forward to it, just like any other gamer that plays on the consoles. So, on other game news, I did get into the Code Vein Alpha beta.
Oh, really? Cool. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
So, one, it's very anime.
Yes. That's the main thing I've seen. I've heard people complaining about it. It's like, well, that's why you...
That's what it is. Yeah, like, don't bitch about it because that's what it is. Like, don't come to it asking it to be something different because it's not just anime in the way it looks. Its story is anime. The scripting is anime. Everything about it is anime. Yeah, exactly. Baka. except your waifu in that game is sweetheart waifu. The woman who travels with you. She has a name and I cannot think of it. She's you know, ridiculous, like, proportions. All women in that game have ludicrous proportions and next to no clothes to go with it.
Well, you know.
Yeah. The gameplay's okay. I found the controls a little mushy. I also found that the iframes on your dodge roll seem to be kind of variable. Like, I didn't feel like...
It's not a consistent feel.
Feel like it was super consistent.
Ooh.
But overall, it was okay. You know, I like the NPC partner system. I think that that's really cool.
Oh, that's neat.
I do like that. Overall, I give it a C+.
C+? Maybe worth a shot there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to when it comes out on the consoles. When it comes out, if you remember, it was supposed to come out in September last year.
Yep.
And it got to like August and they're like, yeah, we're delaying it to 2019. And then said nothing about it for like 6-7 months.
It wasn't until like earlier this year. Well, it wasn't even until just a couple months ago they started talking about it again.
Yep, it was. There was a long, long amount of time where nothing was said about it. So it was very concerning, but the game plays, you know. It at least I didn't have any crashes, no stuttering, no, you know, issues that you would expect from a game that maybe isn't going to be awesome. It's hard. You know, but it's hard because enemies can basically two-shot you.
Ah, okay.
So,
would you call that the artificial difficulty there?
Maybe a little. A little bit. It just basically means that you just have to be kind of smart about how you... It's Dark Souls, where it's like you want to find enemies one-on-one. There is a parry, and I wish to God they explained the parry to you better, and there's backstabs. But the backstabs are crazy inconsistent. There are so many times where I'm like, that should have been a backstab. Why was that not a backstab? Overall, it's definitely worth checking out. I recommend if there's an open beta or something like that, download it, check it out.
For sure.
What
do you think of, what are your thoughts? Maybe this parting thing. What are your thoughts on Death Stranding? Just the trailer.
Kojima on the loose. I love Hideo Kojima. That's not true. I like him a lot. I have no idea what I'm looking at. And someone said something on a Reddit thread that I think might be the smartest thing, is that this has the potential to be a movie with very straightforward gameplay portions that separate one movie from the next movie.
All right. Okay.
So, like, because at no point has he said things like open world or anything like that.
Right. It gives the illusion of exploration in some of the areas, like to where you have the ladder you're popping up and you're just running across, but then there's other times like you're in the World War One or Two scenario. I mean, that's a straightforward. It's like from start to finish. So
I don't know what to expect from it.
There's a lot of scenarios. Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to buy it at launch. I think I'm going to wait, see what other people say about it, maybe pick it up on sale later. That's probably the end. Like, that's all I can say about it. I have no fucking clue what's happening. I've watched that trailer multiple times, and I still don't know what's happening.
I think it's cool how they got all those actors, though, for it.
That's very Kojima, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he has a massive chubby for Hollywood these days.
Okay.
I mean, he kind of always has. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you could even see it back in, like, Metal Gear Solid 2. Like, he named, you know, Snake was Iroquois Plissken. Snake Plissken is Snake Plissken from Escape from New York, Escape from L.A.
Yeah.
And Iroquois just means snake in a Native American language. I'm sorry, I don't remember which one.
I don't remember off the top of my...
But yeah, so it's just like, yeah, he's just named Snake Plissken from Escape from New York. So, yep. And that's who Snake was based off of originally.
Yep.
So yeah, like, he's always had kind of a chubby for Hollywood. So this is just him getting to realize that vision all the way through. It looks fucking weird. And I don't know, what do you think?
I have no clue what's going on. I think it looks nice. But beyond that, it's all get at confusing. I mean, it looks like it needs a prequel, sequel, and then a some sort of prelude story to wrap it up, because I have no idea what's going on.
I have no idea. None. Zero. And like I said, I have a distinct feeling that by the end of the game, you still might not really know what's going on.
That's that. I would not be surprised in the least bit.
I will give Kojima one piece of credit. The game was announced, and it's coming out in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Kojima. That's a first.
Yeah, I mean,
good job, buddy.
Way to go.
Everybody gets one, apparently.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's really all we've got to discuss today. Meg will be back, and I think it'll be a little more lively of discussion. Sorry it was just the two of us this time.
You know.
I hope you guys have an enjoyable E3. Connor, you got anything coming up soon?
Not really, so.
Yeah, nothing's really coming out. I mean, Fire Emblem. Three Houses coming out.
I would check that.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
That'll be a good one to do.
Crash Team Racing.
Otherwise, I mean, it's not really coming up until like late in the holidays. Borderlands will be one I'm picking up. Borderlands 3.
Is in September, yeah.
I mean, they've shown off a lot on that, so I'm not big onto what's going to happen during E3 for it. So.
I actually just, at this point, I'm leaving the game alone. Yep. I'm doing the thing where I'm like, okay, radio silence, I'm done. I've heard everything I need to hear about the game. And yep. I watched some gameplay, and I was like, that looks good. I will play that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Leave it there. But yeah, just see what gets announced, so.
Yeah, we'll have to play it by ear. We're in the same boat all of our listeners are. If you guys have any questions that you want to ask us or any discussion topics you ever want, shoot us an email at raidqpodcast@gmail.com. You can check out Connor at Used Felony. You can check out me at Burke Tech. I mean, he's shaking his head no, like, don't check me out.
No. and then if you can check out Megan, she's Kit X Suki.
On Twitch.
Yup.
She does the streaming thing. I might actually do the streaming thing again.
Hey, yo.
Who knows? We'll see. All right. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
See you guys later.